Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Kane. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. Avila moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ginsburg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty is called out on strikes. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lepon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Feller hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kane. Mitchell moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Lepon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-2 in the game. Kane takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Johnny Lapon. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing shortstop. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Milt Nielsen pinch runs for Sam Chapman. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nielsen scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Harry Simpson pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing center field. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Jerry Pretty. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.